Hello, podcast listeners.
Hello.
Bit going on, eh?
Yeah, we had a bit. We had Guestapalooza today.
Yes. Samantha Jade, she's performing at our wedding dress party. Will Anderson was on. Dave Thornton was on as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the owner of a Mexican restaurant called El Sol, which is doing a one-night-only Shannon Knoll thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mate.
Really good.
Are they going to have to just flat-out change the whole restaurant forever?
That's a great idea.
Better than one night. I hope the guy Sebastian turns up and opens a better restaurant. That is my dream.
Yes. That's fun. Yeah. Daniel, your thoughts?
Lovely. And I think it was lovely that he dropped in that that restaurant and event is in Cronulla.
Yes.
Well played. Yes. He was on fire, old mate. He's up for it.
It's a wonderful world.
It is. Mm-hmm. Have a great pod.
Bye, guys. I don't know why. 1360 overbearing parents. I don't even know why this has been chucked in. But look, my eldest daughter, Marcella, she recently did her ACL and she is like a state level netballer, athlete. She loves sport and she's out now for basically the rest of the year.
Okay? Very poor thing. Yeah.
And she's also a very good singer and actor and the school musical's come around.
Okay.
And the school musical they're doing this year is Footloose, which is a dancing musical.
It's mainly dancing.
Right?
No.
So it's really hard for someone with an ACL injury to do a high kick.
Yeah, no.
So all I did was I decided to email the head of drama.
Okay.
And Marcella really had her heart set on auditioning for Rusty, who's one of the main girls, the lead role. So if you've seen Footloose, she's like the best mate of the lead girl.
Okay. Yep.
And she gets to sing My Baby, Let's Hear It for the Boys.
Oh, that's
great
good,
song.
Yeah, good song.
And so Marcella's practicing at home. She's really worried about the audition because she can't dance. So,
sure.
Guys, I just
what'd you do?
Popped a nice little email off to the head of drama.
Which you've got here.
And I was really cash. I'm like, I'm just going to go in cash. Hey.
At this school, at your kid's school, is it okay for parents to email teachers direct?
I have never been told not to.
But it's not in the guidelines, though, is it?
They discourage direct contact
That's
between.
What I thought.
Yeah. Okay. You have to make appointments online. Yep. Blah, blah, blah. I just thought, what's to say? We're all busy. We're all busy, guys.
All right,
so I just opened with, hey.
Hey, dude.
Come on.
Hey, bro.
She's pumped to audition for Rusty. She'll be right to dance come showtime. She's not a soprano, but she's a bloody great singer.
Oh, dig in there.
Okay, that's a bit hurtful.
This is not overbearing parent mode.
As you mentioned,
you front footed that
thank
already.
Thank you, Grant Denyer. And I'm self-aware, which is delightful.
Yep. But it's also like that. It's like adding butt to anything. We all know where it's going.
Hey. This is not overbearing parent mode. This is challenge the shit out of my kid in this audition mode, but don't make her do anything with her right knee. Smiley face M. What is wrong with just a little bit of banter?
Did you tell her you'd done that?
No.
Okay. So
and
she's walking into an audition not knowing that that you have emailed the teacher.
Yeah, so he emailed me straight back.
Oh, yeah. Make an appointment online.
Hello. Is your restraining order?
Yeah.
Hello, M. Kind! Exclamation mark. Hello, that's M! Good. Exclamation mark.
Oh, that's good. Positive.
Thank you for sending this email! Exclamation mark. Yeah.
He's lying now.
We are crazy keen for Chella to make a splash tomorrow. We will absolutely not push her to do anything beyond walking from room to room. We want the best for her, and in this case, her knee. Nick.
That's
so,
good
guys.
Response.
Oh, good. Oh, Ed. Come on.
Oh, Ed's not sure. What's up, buddy?
Feel as though, and if this was another girl.
Tonya Harding.
that your daughter was up against and you found this out that you wouldn't be happy.
Oh, that would be unfair. But my daughter's genuinely talented.
Aha. Uh-huh.
And sometimes those girls get put in because their mum's high up on the board and that girl can't even hold a high C. And Marcella can, and she misses out because she's got the loudmouth mum on radio who's been told not to talk about school issues on air.
What would your daughter's reaction be had she known that you've done this?
She specifically said to me, please do not contact the school.
Oh,
please do not talk to Nick. I also wanted to turn up to the audition because it was after school.
Oh, Jesus.
But I wasn't allowed to go, but she didn't say anything about Odie going, so Odie went and filmed it.
So you are level 5 mama bear.
Yeah, 100%. Have we just met? I don't care.
Oh, my God.
No one else can do that, though. Don't you dare.
Overbearing parents.
Oh, come on, guys.
That is category one.
Sorry, you go.
Well, I'm just going to ask people if they've dealt with 131060.
Or R1. Are you proud, card carrying.
If you are willing to out yourself as the overbearing parent, or you would like to maybe out your partner, or perhaps you are.
Or your parent.
It was your parents.
Because I do feel that M is one step away from taking out all the other kids' knees, just so it's a level playing field.
Well, someone took Chella's knee out at football, so guy, obviously that's what we're all doing now.
131060, overbearing parents. Are you one? Do you have one?
I'm not going to take out teenage girls' knees, guys. Don't. That's a joke. No, that's just a bit of humour. A bit of humour, guys.
Perhaps.
However.
Perhaps you're dealing with one at your school. Give him a serve. Go on, give him a serve. Here's your chance. 131060. On 131060, we're talking overbearing parents.
How dare you?
You sent an email to a teacher because your daughter was about to audition for the musical.
The lead.
Mm-hmm. She and the school had told you not to.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's suggestions. Like there was no
guidelines.
No hard don't. It was just like gentle suggestions.
But then you sent your younger daughter to secretly film the audition.
100%.
Okay. She's did she fired. Do it?
No, it was rubbish. Yeah, she had the camera around the wrong way and it was dark.
Cute.
Nah. Oh,
she's trying to
hardest. She let me down. She let everyone down.
So she was just doing her best and she was trying to be inconspicuous as
well. Like, don't be so soft. The next generation stuff, it was crap and I told her.
You told her to be stealth. Like she had to hide and film at the same time.
Not so stealth that I just got five chins in camera.
Now, Kate, from the North Parramatta, you're on the other side of this. You are a school teacher.
Yeah, that's right. I work in a girls' boarding school.
Okay.
And I've got to be honest, Em, like, you're my hero, but you need to trust us a bit more. Like, we often get people calling. And look, if you send
a boarding
school.
I never call.
Or email.
Okay.
And Nick sounds like a fantastic human. He sounded like he dealt with that really well. But,
he
you
did.
Know, like, trust us a little bit more. We love your kids. We think your kids are fantastic. Like, honestly, the best group of people we've ever met. Just maybe give Nick a little bit more space.
Now, tell me something.
Yeah, but Nick casts the same brat every year in the lead and it's time for Chella to have a go, you know?
Oh, here we go.
Nah, actually, the girl he casts is much better singer than Chella. And
hey, Kate.
She's not a brat either. She's amazing.
Now, do you be honest, are there certain parents where you're like, oh, God, not again?
No, not me. I'm fine.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I see their name come up on our phone and I think, you know what? Not today.
Not me.
Thank you.
I'm fun, guys.
Fun. You're one step away from a Tonya Harding situation,
yeah,
I reckon.
But we've said that, and I'm not going to do that, but I'm fun. I smile. Okay. Yeah, I am. She's funny. Yay.
Well, just
I love hearing from her. Wish she'd contact me more.
Victoria from Toongabby.
Hi, guys.
Now, would you call yourself slightly overbearing?
Slightly, maybe a little bit too much overbearing.
Amazing.
What did you do?
Tell me.
I get in trouble off my daughter's teachers all the time for packing too much food.
No such thing.
Yeah, that's what I think, but they too much food. Mm. And her end of year school concert, I'm there like 90 minutes early just to get everything sorted.
What sorted?
Make sure everything's done. Make sure she's okay. Make sure the teachers are doing what they're supposed to do.
Okay. Oh. Okay, you've lost me. You've lost me there. Because I will turn up late with a hip flask to the end of the school. So I'm sorry. We're on different pages there.
Thank you, guys. El Sol restaurant in Cronulla, a Mexican-style cantina. Then on the side of that building close by, a giant mural of Shannon Noel went up.
Big nipple.
And it was Knowlesy's face, really great likeness, done by the artist Scott Marsh, who's done some of those other ones
Kanye, kissing Kanye.
Okay.
Yeah, he's done a lot. He does a lot of pop culture work.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it looks great.
It's a great picture.
And he's opening his shirt to reveal the Southern Cross tattoo.
Australia.
And our next guest, Jad, owner manager of El Sol. Morning, Jad.
Hey, mate, how are you going?
Look, I'm going really well. I'm going really, really well. This whole thing makes us very happy.
Yes.
So, Jad, you saw the mural go up around Cronulla, and you're thinking to yourself, well, I'm the owner of a Mexican cantina called El Sol, and what did you think you thought you might do?
Well, mate, actually, Scott Marsh sort of contacted me and said if we can use the wall there, and I sort of, made it happen. And, he said, mate, I'll come down next week and do it. So we've been talking about this El Noel thing for a while. Just the staff, one of my staff, actually, a girl sort of mentioned it a year ago. And so when he came up with the idea to put this thing, this massive mural on the wall, he said, this is a great idea. So we're going to go ahead with it. So that's how
so
it happens,
El Sol really. Becomes...
El Noel.
El Noel.
Is that... Are we... Don't you think... Is this Shannon Noel we're talking to right now?
Yeah, is that really you?
Jack, no, you sound exactly like Shannon Noel when you talk. So we had Shannon on talking... Let's have a listen to Shannon last time.
The funny part is I went in there without an ass.
Yeah, well...
So you can imagine how much... Now I'm just all cock and balls, mate.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I just
woke up. I just realised I've been to your restaurant before. It's amazing. It's an institution down there in Cronulla. We had a great night there.
Almost 20 years now. Yeah, we've got bands every Wednesday and Sunday, and the kids love it.
Is Nolsey coming? Is he aware of the evening? Will he be guest of honour?
Well, he's definitely aware of the evening. We've put it out there to Nolsey, so I don't know. We'll wait and see.
Now, if he was on I'm a Celeb and Idol and he was Australia's number two in both of those shows, why is he your number one? Why is he worth celebrating so much at your restaurant?
Oh, look, Noel, he lives in the area and he's a working class man, you know, and he's always seen down the pub, so...
Big in Mexico?
Yeah,
he cannot walk
Mexico.
Down the street in Tijuana, I can assure you.
When I think Mexican food, I think Shannon Noel, guys.
And so, Jad, give us some of the Shannon Noel-style dishes that are going to be available on May 20 at El Noel.
Yeah, okay, so the chef's having a lot of fun with this. So we've got your nachos, your Shannon rolls, your what about beans, and, of course, all comes with a side of guacamole.
Yes!
And the drink? What am I getting to drink?
Yeah.
You're drinking sangrias and shangaritas.
That's so great.
Jad, this is so great. This is so great. And you've been kind enough to give us $550 vouchers to El Sol. So they're gone too, mate. The phones have gone crazy.
It's going to be huge.
Everyone else is also going to get, how's this, a copy of a never-released Shannon Noel track that he did with a huge Canadian band called Poor Old Broken Hearted Me.
Oh.
That is some new Nolsey, so get yourself down there anyway to El Sol in Cronulla, and May 20 is the night of nights. That's the El Noel themed restaurant. Jad, great to have you with us, mate. We're gonna try and make it down on the night. It's gonna be great. Good to speak to you, Jad.
No problem, mate. We'll see you in Cronulla.
Yes.
Well done, mate.
On brand. Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM. Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for rescue remedy. Use only as directed.
Oh, yes. At 8:15, it is time to try and give away $10,000. Grant, Dania, who have you got for us?
Catherine from Campbelltown has called in. Are you ready to play today, FM's Alpha Bucks, Catherine?
I am, Grant.
Best of luck. What are you going to raise some money for? Do you got a target?
Oh, look, anything will do, but I really need to get a pool. We've been looking at getting a pool for years. I know it's winter, but we just need to get it done now. So come summer, we can swim.
Need a pool? Need a pool. Okay, great.
No, you got kids?
Yeah. I feel it. I get it.
If you got kids, you need a pool, that's for sure.
Okay.
30 seconds to answer 10 questions. Of course you do. And all your answers must start with the letter A for aeroplane. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 for the chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Are you ready, Catherine? Your letter is A. Here we go.
Okay.
A chocolate bar.
Aero.
Cocktail.
A martini.
Car brand.
Audi.
An app on your phone.
Pass.
An actress.
Amy Winehouse. Amy Schumer.
A condiment.
A spice.
A star sign.
A star Aries.
An airline.
New Zealand.
No, that's fair. It is. That is the name. Air New Zealand is the name. $400.
Oh, that'll do.
The host of Gruen is Will Anderson, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, mate.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it. Yes, it's on at 8:30, so you can catch us in about the last, I think, sixth of MasterChef. I think MasterChef starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and goes through until about 10, so.
Who invented that, Will Anderson? You've now been, you know, Gruen looks at advertising, but television more broadly and pop culture. who, and Em and Grant, you as well, you've worked in, you know, primetime TV a long time. Who invented this modern day phenomenon of it's the longest thing you've ever seen in your life at night?
Yeah, you know, well, I think this is the thing. In fact, I think this is the problem with Family Feud, Grant, if I can give you some advice. I think, I really think it should be the extended Family Feud. Like, I mean, right, I mean, you get in the grandparents, you get in like distant cousins, you have a panel of about, say, 25 family members, I would say.
Yeah,
When you survey 100 people, I want to meet those 100 people. I want to see a little bit about their lives. I want a little package. And that gives me more of an idea of what they might guess in those scenarios.
I see what you're saying. There's no backstory for the survey people.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a wonderful idea.
Yeah, I need a backstory. I need to understand that they've lost their mother tragically when they were 9 and now they're on the path to. I need the backstory.
Grant, what do you reckon?
Yeah, because when it's 6 nights a week and twice a day plus a celebrity shows, it does need a little bit more fleshing out. I would agree.
Doesn't
you're a bit late with the information, though. I got canned yesterday, so thanks for bringing it up.
Mate, he's trying to bring it back. It's a reboot.
For now, Family Feud has been killed more times. It's okay, mate. You'll rise again. Every time there's a full moon, I'll bring back the feud.
You're fine. You're the John Farnham of game shows. You're going to be back. You're going to be back again with Olivia Newton-John. It's going to be great.
In fact, speaking of Olivia Newton-John, I want to see the Grant Denya-Telly movie. Where's Grant? Where's Denya?
What a wonderful idea.
What a rich tapestry that would
now
be.
Now, Will Anderson, I've never seen you acting in anything, despite the fact you are a devilishly handsome gentleman.
Stop flirting.
No, I won't. And who would you pick to play Mr. Grant Denya? Mm. Who's your pick?
Oh, yeah, okay, this is nice. I like this a lot. Rove.
Great. In a blonde wig.
I think Rove in a blonde wig. It's just the role he was born to play, you know. He's looking to do some more acting.
Yeah. I like
poetic.
That's true.
That's
true.
He'd do all his stunts, Denya style. I like that. He's too big. Oh, yeah, no, that. But he'd do it Daryl Summers style. He'd do it on his
knees.
And he'd put some shoes on his knees, do the whole thing like that. It'd be brilliant.
Little hurtful. He's only 3 centimeters. He's lied about his height his whole life. Do you know this? He's only 3 centimeters taller than me, and he claims he's 10. Myth busted.
Yeah. Take that, McManus.
God, first of all, you took on Bloody Today. Now you're taking on McManus. Who's next? Denya's on a rampage, everyone.
I love this.
Gone rogue.
Either you cancel one game show and off he goes.
I love it.
Jeez, I like that. A real life Family Feud. Just going around to people. Yeah, he used to be on Family Feud. Now it's just Personal Feud.
Personal Feud.
One show to the next.
Just huge.
Mate, Gruen, what year is this for Gruen?
This is season 10, year 11, because we had a year off at some stage.
Congrats. That is a massive, you know, while we're talking about TV shows that are still on air, congratulations.
My daughter watched it for the first time, and she said, you can tell Will's much smarter just tolerating everyone. That was her feedback.
It's weird that she said that, Em, because that's the same thought that I have most weeks.
She goes, Mum, he's barely tolerating them. I said, yeah, that's pretty much it. I think that's Will's general life with just humans. So there's your review from a 16-year-old media studies student.
There you go, mate.
She gets it.
Yeah, she gets you. She gets it all.
Hey, mate, with Will Eagle as well, which, is performing at the Opera House
October 13th. For more ticketing information, head to willanderson.com.au.
It's about that incident you had on a regional plane. I fly regional planes like weekly. Is there anything I need to know to keep myself safe? Like, I don't know what happened and I don't want you to give it away, but a whole show about a regional airline incident.
Well, here's what I would say, GD, is the fact that the regional airlines, as you well know, they're smaller planes. And, you know, for a bloke like me or Mr. Ed Cavalier, you can be hard jamming yourself into a small seat on one of those planes. But that's not going to be a problem you ever face. So I think that you... I mean, for you, it's like a normal size plane. You must love those planes. You feel like a giant, I imagine. So, no.
Economy seats are like business class for me, mate. I'm fine.
Tonight, Gruen airs tonight, 8:30, ABC and iView. Get yourself willanderson.com.au. This will sell out real quick, so make sure you jump on to get yourself some tickets to see Will Legal at the Opera House October the 13th, mate.
Yeah, same night as Cher, so, you know, you definitely share an audience with her, so look out for that.
Oh, my God, that'd be...
I know.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think she's on the 13th as well.
Same night as Cher.
Oh, yeah, well, man.
I mean, that does explain the sales to the second show.
Thanks, Will.
See you, mate.
Bye. Cheers.
Grant Denya, I understand that you've got a romantic story.
I have a romantic story, kind of. I've got a massive love of cars, right?
What?
Like like a deep, deep love. But not this far. A man was caught in a lewd act with a car, and he was only stopped in the act after being subdued by police using a taser gun.
Mm. Oh, we've all been there.
Kansas police said the man was attempting a sex act with the car's exhaust pipe when he was confronted by the police, right?
Okay, we've all got the visual. Yep.
Yeah, you got it? You got it?
Yeah.
So they were responding to reports of a naked man that was underneath the car, and they say that he was attempting to stick his pee-pee into the tailpipe of the vehicle.
Wait, why was he underneath it then?
Yeah, why was he
that
lying down?
That doesn't seem right.
I think he wanted, maybe he wanted like a missionary type position where he was on the bottom and the car was on top while sort
but
of...
But he'd have to bend it up and around.
Well, he might have been sort
did
of,
did he have one of those, you know, those little trolleys that the mechanics lie on?
Nice. Oh. That would actually probably make it a little bit easier. Yeah.
Give it a bit of forward and back motion type thing. Yeah, is that what you're saying? Yeah. So the wheels. Mm. So police.
What time was this happened? Do you know? Is there a time?
Yeah, was he picking the kids up? Like, what?
That's what I mean. Like, if it
doesn't give a time of day.
Okay.
Short on those kind of details.
If it's Macca's drive-through, it's going to bank
that's
up.
That's inconvenient.
Cars are going to bank
being
up.
Rude.
That's rude.
Do you know what I mean? That's just not thinking about your fellow humans.
Oh, this I thought is I could a go thing. A soft surf cone after that.
You're a bad
go
person.
Go as in.
Daniel, you're a bad person. Are you suggesting that
chicken
he was?
Chicken fries, please.
Oh. Are you suggesting he was there? Oh, you meant he was going to eat the cone?
Eat it. I thought you meant. Okay.
Make love.
Yeah,
I'd never heard of this before until one day when we were on Sunrise, I put our director's mobile phone number up on camera as a prank.
Funny.
And he received thousands of texts and some pictures. And it was, I saw a guy, one of the pictures he received was a guy actually doing this, putting in the exhaust pipe. So I'd never heard it was a thing until that. But it's not, that's not the worst case. Check this out. It's not the first time that anyone has ever had sex with a car and made the headlines. In 2014 in Washington, a guy called Edward Smith claimed that he had sex with more than 700 cars.
Yeah, this is a thing.
It's people called being a mechaphile.
Yeah, that's it. You know the woman who married the Eiffel Tower?
Yes, I do.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, and I'm obsessed with these stories. There was a whole special on her, and she was madly in love with it. She lays on it each day. She was legally married to it.
Yep.
That's right.
Yeah, they fall in love with inanimate objects.
And the great thing about the Eiffel Tower is can always get it up.
Always get it up. And it never goes missing on you. You always know where it is.
Always know exactly where it is.
Never goes anywhere.
Home on time.
So reliable. Although it lets a lot of other people climb all over.
Doesn't it though?
You know, a bit of a haul.
Yeah, bit of a haul.
Bit of a haul.
It's French, take anybody.
Yeah, French.
Ah, the voice, the voice, the voice. They're doing the knockouts, which is everybody sings, the coach picks someone, the other two go away.
Or possibly get saved by another coach.
Yeah.
And stolen.
Stolen.
Yes.
The controversial person is this guy, Sam, who is...
I don't think he's that controversial. Like, he's not going out there saying there is no climate change.
Well...
You know, is he controversial? Is that the right word?
Well, he's maybe the most interesting, perhaps.
Good. Okay, I'll take
or most different, perhaps. Mm-hmm. Because he's got a number of... He's not just standing there, Grant, with a microphone. This bloke's got...
Well, he is.
...equipment. Well, he's got other stuff too, though.
He's got a computer, Commodore 64.
Sort of synthesizers and pedals and, you know, stuff that changes the tone and quality of the voice.
Now, Grant Daniel, this is something that you yourself have experienced before in your role as the host of It Takes Two.
Yeah, we had an international touring act come and do a song as like a feature for an album release in the middle of the show.
That Brian McFadden who you were talking about.
Otherwise known as Brian McFadden, who had it pumped through his microphone.
He had auto-tune in his microphone.
Mm.
I didn't even know you could do that.
It was specific for that song, and it gave him a certain effect, which he liked. Yeah. So
where was on Australian Idol 2004? Jeez, I really would have benefited from that technology, guys.
Ah, so you agree.
100% odd cheat, yes.
Kelly and Boy George arguing, just arguing, arguing about something.
You were intimidated.
We all care.
They were good. If I wasn't, Kelly. I get it.
There we go.
I'm not.
Anyway, they're disagreeing. Are you a DJ? Are you not? This is the guy, Sam. This is what he sounds like when he's up there. In brackets, open brackets, singing, close brackets.
So good.
My point was...
He's going to have a career for the first time of any voice contestant after the competition.
How dare you? Tanya Nissen had a single.
Who? Who? Name one voice singer that's been successful.
Firebranch.
Who?
Firebranch.
What? Who?
Jocelyn. Jocelyn.
What? Yeah, you're proving my point here. This guy is maybe he's going to have a career because he's got tangible skills, guys.
And if he can have a career, I can have a career.
You do have a career.
No, a singing career.
Oh, okay.
Because my, I was once in a, yes, I was in a musical with Rebel Wilson where they told me to goldfish. That happened.
That's my favourite fact about you.
But I've got all the gear, as you can see now. I've got my own gear yes. here.
Incredible.
And as you know, I'll give you some live singing. I'm a survivor, not going to give up, not going to stop her.
It's beautiful.
Going to work something the next bit.
The fingers alone. And I wish you guys could see the jazz hands going.
Now I'm going to turn on my equipment.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's see how it sounds once I've got the Sam equipment on me. Go. I'm gonna go. Yeah, that's me doing that.
Oh, God. I'm a survivor. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to work harder. I'm something stronger. Yep. I'm a survivor. Don't know the next bit. It's still out of tune, doll. That Dakota did not work.
Was that now?
Was that Christopher Pine singing that?
I'm Christopher Pine. I'm a fixer. I'm a survivor.
That's a funny idea.
Yes.
Please go and make that sketch right now. Leave and go and do Christopher Pine taking off Sam, taking off Jesse's child in the Dakota.
Idea.
Go.
That's a fun idea.
Get out.
Do you want to hear the roar of that?
Yes,
please.
Here I go.
I'm a survivor. Yeah. I'm not going to give up. I'm going to work harder. Oof. I'm something stronger. Yeah. I'm a survivor. Mm-hmm. Don't know the next bit.
Right.
Just as bad as the robot version.
Have I proved my point?
No. Prove your point. You're a terrible singer, and that and you should have been told to mime in that musical, Rebel Wilson, 100%.
Okay, put that to one side. But I have fixed bad singing.
No, you didn't. It was just sounding like a robot who was out of tune. My point is, Sam can actually sing in tune. He can sing. And that's my point. I'm telling you, you watch out. Next round, he's going to come out and do a bloody a cappella. You mark my words, guys.
You definitely did sound better.
I sounded better.
No, you didn't.
He did sound better.
Sound like you had sex with a robot.
But a sexy robot.
I feel like we're off track. And I asked...
He's not going to stop till I say, yes, you proved your point.
I went through the annals of music, of live music, and apparently there's only, even though I can be saved, apparently there's only one song officially that iTunes have rejected, and the program? Auto-tune.
Auto-tune.
That there's nothing they can do to make it sound like music.
Who is it?
Would you like to hear it?
I'd love to.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, I know you probably hate me,
this
but
is
you
it.
Gave me your shot.
Grant, stop dancing.
Come on, show me what you got.
Get out of here.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant, and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
Dave Thornton, good to see you, bro.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, because obviously I worked in the Melbourne affiliate here last year. I miss Pink. I miss her so much.
You do.
Like, I haven't listened to her in months.
You would have heard some Pink in your time.
Because I've been a free man.
Now there's
shut up. He comes in here all awake and happy and alive.
Well, Amelia, I have to stop you there. I'm not. My gorgeous daughter, who's a bit of an arsehole, gets up at about 5:30.
How old is she now?
She's 19 months.
When do you stop saying months?
Yeah, I actually looked around
it's
the
time,
room.
Doll.
I'm like, we're all parents, so I can work with that. But I know the listeners who aren't parents are like, what? I don't want to do
two.
The math, you
she's
tool.
She's two, guys.
Yeah, she's two.
Yeah,
she's two.
Exactly.
Just say two.
One and a half, two.
Round her up.
Yeah, she's two. Go get a job.
Yeah. Great call.
Now, mate, very Dickens-ish, isn't it? Just put her down a well.
That's
I'm happy with how it all works.
Well, Grant Denyer, you've got a two-year-old, and some of her best work is her artwork. Do you remember her bodily function artwork that she was doing on the balcony?
This?
Don't make me remind you of your own
yes.
story.
Yes. Yes, she Good. Did. She we were on holidays and decided to take a dump on the balcony in front of the rest of the resort that was looking at her.
And then
managed to sort of get her hands into it just to create an absolute masterpiece across the walls and our clothes, and then to hide it, just grabbed more clothes off the washing line to just lay it over. The artwork.
It works.
Three-dimensional.
Steaming artwork.
Yeah. The steaming artwork. The Jackson Pollock that she just created.
But then she went on to take a dump in the McDonald's playground in front of. So this is performance art for her.
Yeah,
she likes
is.
To take public dumps in front of big glass windows so the public can really.
There were 20 people inside the restaurant just watching her just lay along.
People make money.
That's almost Lady Gaga, if she's got to be honest. If she made an album, she could move some units. Anywhere
next level, isn't she?
Well, okay, I can throw this out to you guys now because I'm lucky my neighbours, we all have kids about the same age, so they'll come over and play.
That's nice. Yeah.
And next door, Colette and Nick, they've got a great kid, Theo. Uh-huh. He's a bit of a wrecking ball, but he's all right.
Yeah.
But Theo, I was looking after him. There was another kid there with his dad and Frida. They're all running around. And then we could smell someone. Someone had done something in their pants.
Yeah. Something.
And obviously, both the fathers, we checked ourselves, we were fine.
Then, I was going to say, did you check yourselves first?
But then we check our kids and we're like, oh no, it's the one child whose parent's not here.
Oh,
what a dilemma.
I'm not touching away poo.
Nah.
If it's not home ground poo, I'm not touching it.
But it's happened in your care.
Nah.
Someone, you cannot hand back a soiled child. Someone,
yes, you can.
No, you can't.
I made a career out of that with daycare. I would wait till Chella did her morning poo and then drop her off.
Oh.
So hang on,
who
Dave.
Are you?
The worst human ever. Don't care.
You should be on the terrorist watch list.
I am.
What kind of stuff is
I'm on several lists.
The terrorist watch list. No. So go on. This is a great dilemma. Who did what?
Well, this is the hard part. I looked at the other dad, Ryan and I looking at each other, and I said, it's my house. I'll take care of it.
Oh,
but then, and Grant, I can hear that you're against me on this one. But the hard part was, because it's a boy. I've never worked a boy.
Oh, the equipment.
Yeah,
You've
with
got
all
some
the equipment.
Of your own, though.
Of course, yeah, but it's my own.
Well, you don't clip it up and clean it off.
No, yeah. I'm not laying there.
You've got to move bits out of the way.
Oh, mate. And then, well, the weird thing was, so I change Theo, and then the new nappy's on. I swear to God, 3 minutes later.
No. Just,
and then his dad, Nick, turns up.
No.
Where is he? And I'm like, you could have done this. But then also, I have to explain to him, I've just changed a kid. And yeah, how are you with that?
No, he'd be wrapped.
You'd be fine? Yeah, you'd be fine.
Oh,
you'd be fine.
I reckon he waited out the front of the car.
Oh. Yeah. Just going to see how this plays out.
100%.
I'm ready to grab him. I'm drunk.
Yeah. You're the hero.
Thornton. All right, here we go. Tickets are at comedy.com.au until Friday night at the Comedy Store in Moore Park. You can hear him talking about explaining the concept of Uber to a 70-year-old.
Yep.
That nice. Personally, looking forward to that one. And your Instagram is fascinating at the moment.
Yeah.
You've sort of gone rogue. You've got old photographs of yourself. It's looking good.
Throwbacks.
Yeah, Cav, I went on the weekend back to my family home in Geelong.
Yep.
Down in G-Troy.
Victoria.
Mama Thornton's
good. I
love
your mum.
But then we flicked open the photo album. I get those out. And
did Inika have these not framed? She should have these on a wall.
No, they'll framed. But, and go on my Instagram account, Dave_Thorno. Oh, good traction.
Good work,
and,
great work.
Hashtag on brand.
Well done.
But my face, I've realised what it looks like is I've, all the features on my face, I bought from America, and because they measure things in feet and inches, it's all been thrown out.
Yeah.
You know, like I thought I was buying it in centimetres, but they came in on feet and inches.
It's like it's all settled to the front of your face, like it's trying to leap off. You've grown into it. You're very handsome.
You have, mate.
But look at these. Oh, your teeth look like they're, like everything wants to jump out. It's amazing. And you got a high, tight leather choker with a little Maori symbol as a nod to your Maori heritage, which I love.
Of course.
And the hair, a lot of gel.
Because I used to bodyboard, mate.
100%.
Oh, wow.
had a sweet Maori Mac 7.
Yes,
right.
Really?
Oh,
yes.
I remember those. Yeah. They were amazing.
Yeah, it was
body glove
sick, mate.
Pants, amazing.
It was
great.
Sick. They used to call us shark biscuits, but we were sick.
You were sick, mate. How's your tribal tattoo going across your shoulder as well?
I only got the henna one. You know that? Couldn't commit. Mum and kick me out.
Go and see Dave Thornton. You must. He's brilliant. Thank you for dropping by.
Thanks, Scott.
Good to see you, brother. Wear your wedding dress. Yeah.
Next Wednesday night, we're encouraging everyone to break out the frock that they probably paid the most for any amount of clothing they've ever paid.
Yeah.
And wear it one more time because obviously we are, guys, we're a week and a half away now from the wedding of the century.
Yeah, the royal wedding. Yeah.
Meghan Markle and Prince Harry.
Mm-hmm.
But I did come across something which, look, to be honest, I'm a little ashamed I didn't know existed.
Yeah.
This feels right in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
On 1987... do you remember, obviously, the greatest game show of all time? It's a Knockout.
Oh, that's the name of the game.
That's the name of the game. I always wanted to host It's a Knockout, and I nearly got my dream, except I got beaten by Charlie from High Five. What a travesty.
Robbed.
Mm-hmm. But in 1987, more than 400 million viewers worldwide saw the Royals compete on It's a Knockout.
What?
Prince Charles, Prince Edward, Princess Anne, all of them got dressed up in ye olde time royal clothing and competed. They got cream pies thrown in their faces, guys. Mm-hmm. Have a little listen.
What are your tactics?
Oh, very cool, calm, collected.
All this quasi-excitement doesn't really matter a damn to you, then?
No, we're the strong, silent types.
Now, apparently the Queen was very pissed off about them making fun of the traditions of the House of Windsor. Oh. But now some historians have looked back and thought perhaps that this is where all the trouble began for the royals.
That this was the moment.
This is the moment. Why?
Or how could this be the tipping point?
Because it brought
them
down to the level of the common folk. So it brought them down to the level of everybody else, which means people stopped seeing them as being beyond reproach, which meant that when the troubles started in some of the marriages, it gave people the thought, thinking of, oh, they're just like us. I'm going after them.
It's true.
That's not their act.
And then all of a sudden, Fergie's on her hands and knees sucking a toe.
Yes.
So, you know, it's a slippery slope, guys.
It is.
You saying game shows aren't highbrow or
esteem? I am.
Because I will key your car. You know that.
Yeah, man.
Nah, your one's been cancelled. It's fine. Yeah. What do you care?
That's why I'm angry.
Go crazy.
When are they going to do this episode of The Crown? That's what I want to see.
The documentary The Crown.
Yeah, this is the only episode I will watch.
Such a good idea. We need to get that out there.
They have to.
I would pay a lot of money to see that. That is so good.
They got the money to recreate it, too.
Yeah, they... Oh,
What's the modern equivalent? It would have to be that show...
Ninja.
Wipeout. Or Ninja.
No, Ninja Warrior. I would pay to see... Who would we want to see? Eugenie. In a unitard doing Ninja Warrior.
Swinging from monkey bars over a pond.
Who would go the best? Harry would go the best because of his military training.
Will's really strong. Harry would kill that.
Yeah, Harry
would cheer from the side, you know, because that's what she does.
So, yeah. And okay. Then, but Kate was quite a good athlete too. So she'd probably be the second best.
Yes. I think the Queen could still have a crack.
I reckon too.
Maybe instead of a royal wedding, what about we just all get them together for a big game of Man Oh Man? Remember?
Oh my God.
It's my favourite TV show. They push the rejects in a pool. I've been trying to bring that one back for years as well.
Little known fact, Shane Jacobson won the first episode.
Shut up.
Wow.
Kenny? Yep. Kenny won the first. Who hosted Man Oh Man?
A very handsome.
Who was the host?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I can't remember. I know the pool. The pool that they pushed the suitors in is still under the floor because that's where Family Feud used to be made.
Yeah.
So they couldn't take the water out of the pool, otherwise the floor would all collapse. So they keep the water in there, and every now and then you got to stop recording an episode because the pool pump kicks in.
The human poodle did it. Rob Guest.
Rob Guest.
Did he?
Yes. Brittany in Blue Mountains. Do you remember Man Oh Man?
No, I think it was a little bit before my time. I'm 25, so...
Yeah. Shut up, Brittany.
But Brittany, it was like before bachelors went to paradise full of Botox, they used to just hang around a pool, basically.
And possibly get hepatitis.
It sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it was a great time. Now, would you love to come to our party?
I would love to. It sounds like it's going to be a really good night.
25, right. You've been a bridesmaid?
Yeah, I have. And I feel like... It's really important to celebrate the brides on the day, but afterwards the bridesmaids should also be acknowledged because we do quite a bit of work.
You do. This will be your night as well, doll. You're a bridesmaid. Yeah. Okay, good.
Thank you.
And the good thing about having some bridesmaids there is they can cut sick, can't you, Brittany?
Absolutely.
Yes. Well done. Welcome aboard. Lovely to have you with us.
See you there, Britt.
Another chance just after 7 o'clock. We should say that the rides are going to be open. The Luna Park is opening the Ferris wheel, so you get to go on that. Mm. And also Samantha Jade is going to be performing live as well. It's going to be so much fun.
It's going to be great.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M. Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app. Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
One minute past 7. Today FM Breakfast, M. Grant and Ed. Samantha Jade is joining us.
Yes.
To invite you to our wedding dress party because Samantha's going to be singing live at the party.
Yeah, and she just released a catalogue of disco bangers. It's going to be awesome. Yeah. On the hunt for the perfect Mother's Day gift, Samantha Jade's new album, Best of My Love, is in stores now with a stack of tributes to the greats of the disco era.
Off the top of your head, Em.
Yeah, did you like that? That just came to me, Em.
It sure did. And now it is time for Today FM's $100,000 Beat the Bomb, and we say hello to Louise from Padstow.
Hello, good morning.
How are you?
Hi, Louise.
Hey, Lou.
Hello.
Yesterday, Louise.
Yeah.
We gave away $0 because the bomb went off. Now, we don't want that to happen again today. So how much are you hoping for?
I want around 2,000.
Okay, good.
What for? Mm-hmm.
I am having a wedding anniversary. It's our 20 years, and I want to take my husband away.
Oh, you're cute, Louise.
That's so nice. Where do you want to go? What exotic location?
Well, our exotic location is Melbourne. We've never been.
Oh, nice.
Never been to Melbourne?
Never. So we'd love to go.
Right.
All right, Louise. The cash bomb's loaded. All you need to do is you'll stop before the bomb goes off. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount reveal. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you walk away empty-handed. Does that all make sense? Are you ready to light the fuse?
I'm ready to light the fuse.
Okay, here we go. Let's light the fuse.
$2,000.
Stop!
Yeah, that
stop.
Is...
Wow!
That's...
I know, Ed was a little perplexed when you said, I want to win 2,000, and it started at 2,000, and he didn't say stop.
Yeah, I was going to yell it for you. Congratulations, $2,000,
Louise.
Thank
you.
Enjoy Melbourne.
The Victorian Riviera is yours. And now, Louise, we move on to the next part, because you've got the $2,000. Oh. That's yours. But we're going to see how far you could have gone, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
$3,000. $3,010. $3,020. $4,000. $4,300. $4,800. $5,000. $5,200. $5,600. $6,500.
Oh, that big one.
Upsetting.
I don't care. I'm happy.
Good girl.
With
$6,500, you could have got yourself one trip in the Cross City Tunnel. So you've got the $2,000. Congratulations. $2,000.
Thank you.
You can take your husband away. Congratulations.
Mm. Thank you very much.
Oh, that was full on. Another chance to play is as soon as we finish at 9 o'clock with MC.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay-Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic. That's entertainment.
Well, obviously, we're all talking about the Met Gala, at least we are in my house. Yesterday, it went down, obviously, at Met Gala, and the theme was Heavenly Bodies, Fashion, and the Catholic Imagination.
Now, that sounds odd.
Well, no, Catholic decadence, I mean, the gold and the velvet and the spending way too much money on frivolous things is what Catholicism is based on.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it made sense.
Yep.
But some of the outfits were incredible. Katy Perry turned up in a pair of 8-foot hand-feathered wings and had to arrive in a topless car because she couldn't sit down. She had to be standing upright in the car with no roof. And they drove her in. It was incredible. Madonna arrived. Now, I'll be honest, my biological mother turned up and I was wanting more from her outfit. I just feel like she had like a black frock on.
Nah, but she's been ahead of this.
Hasn't she?
Semi-religious slash pop music curve.
But that's what I thought.
Way ahead of the curve.
That's what I felt like. I thought this would be the big showing of I pioneered this, bitches. Look at me fly.
I think that's how she. That's why she understated it.
But, I mean, the first time, and I will say this, and I don't endorse it. Age appropriate outfit. She's in her. What is she? Late 50s.
Yeah. Tiff spent a lot of time yesterday clicking through the outfits, and she said that her favourite was...
Gigi.
She loves Gigi.
Loves Gigi.
And Blake Lively.
Blake Lively, we'll talk about that now, in this stunning frock.
Yeah, she looked gorgeous.
I think Valentino from memory. Beautiful burgundy trains, sheer panels at the front. She looks stunning. Everyone's saying she stole the show.
She looks beautiful.
Sarah Jessica Parker had the nativity scene in a birdcage on her head. It was strange. but for me, my best dress was J-Lo, because that woman is phenomenal. Look at she's here in Balmain.
Unbelievable.
But here we have, now you're not supposed to film anything in the Met Gala. Now the Met Gala, money can't buy tickets. You must be invited by Anna Wintour.
No, money can't buy tickets.
Yeah,
they can. $30,000. That's how they get away with sort of pretending it's a charity event.
Yeah, but you still have to be approved.
No, you still have to be approved.
But there are. Look,
but you can put the 30 grand down.
Yeah.
But even then, if I walked up and said, "Here's 30 grand," and it would be like, "No,
you've got to be a something."
Who are you?
Yeah.
But now Madonna did perform, of course, "Like a Prayer" in theme.
Wow.
Surrounded by a male choir dressed as monks. Have a listen. Oh, it was heaven.
I like to think that where the Met is in the museum in New York, there's a couple of churches around there, and I was hoping yesterday that some actual nuns were walking past and got sort of ushered in. Right this way. No, we're just nuns.
That would be awesome. Yeah. That would be good. Yeah. Now, Cher has revealed, and she did an interview with Andrew Denton last night on his show, The Interview. It was fantastic. They had a very lovely rapport. And ended up telling this amazing story about how she stopped a mugging with Meryl Streep.
And we go around the corner and there's this gigantic man ripping this girl's clothes off. And Meryl started running and I started running and we were screaming. And the guy turned and looked at us and he ran through us. And we got to the girl and then she realized it was us and she started screaming at the top of her lungs. It scared me to death.
Can you imagine being in the most frightening moment of your life and looking up and Meryl Streep and Cher are there above you? It's like, what the hell is my life?
What's the signal for that? Is the bat signal? What's the sort of Cher send up the Streep signal?
I was just going to say it's just a cock and balls.
Hey, why not?
Finally, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have not invited Fergie to the after party of the wedding. She's very upset. She wants to go to the kids' party, guys. Obviously, there's two parties, the one the Queen's putting on for the oldies.
Adults.
And then after that, Prince Charles is inviting 200 of their best mates to come and party. Fergie, not on that list. Of course, Fergie wants to be sinking shots at 2 a.m. with the kids. And she's very upset she's not there. I feel sorry for Fergie.
No, the day she did the toe sucking, that was the day. That's the day the Queen cut her off.
Well, fair enough, too. Mm-hmm. And that was. That's entertainment.
We are having our wedding dress party. It's at Luna Park. It's next Wednesday.
Seven more sleeps.
Mm-hmm. And we are so excited because our feature musical act, she's got the brand new album, Best of My Love. It's available to download or stream now. It's Samantha Jade. Good morning.
Good morning.
Sammy J, you are going to be performing at our wedding dress party, and we were just saying off air, we are doing on 131060. Have you hooked up at a wedding? Has a wedding actually worked out for you? And then you said, no, sadly, you're always singing at weddings.
Yeah, always. I'm always working. And I can't drink before I sing, meaning that I can't, like,
me neither.
Really. Yeah.
Like, not I'll even just be... a little sip to sort of, you know, loosen you up.
I don't trust my vocals if I'm... If I've drank before, yeah, they're just not on.
Is that where
on.
I'm going wrong, Sammy? The bottle of rosé before I sing.
You think you can sing better, but it's not true.
So, but you, as someone who has been obviously performed at and been to a number of weddings, you would have seen people hooking up. You'd be able to tell the sort of time of night where things start to turn, surely.
Yeah, and actually, I performed at a wedding and we did like an hour set, which is
a long time.
We did a half an hour, then we did a break, then we did another half an hour. And I walked into my green room. This is actually funny that I'm remembering this. Walked into my green room and one of the bridesmaids was actually in my green room with, I don't know, some random guy. And and they wouldn't get out. We were like, we don't have long before we go back on, so we really need like our green room. Yeah. That was at a wedding I did with Nathaniel.
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah, we did a set and we were like, what is happening? We're never performing at a wedding again because it was so scandalous.
That is hectic.
That is
I love
fantastic.
It. I kind of admire that they wouldn't leave even for you.
No.
They would not leave. They were having lots of fun.
Good. Wow. Great.
It does happen. Like on a Century Cove on the Gold Coast, the staff there that ran the joint told me that a very, very famous 80s and 90s rock star, like big name.
Yes.
Rhymes with?
No. Yep. Slept with an Aussie bride who was there on her honeymoon with her husband.
Oh, Shmon Shmovie?
Bad.
Shmon Shmonshovie?
We're not doing that. So that is, okay, that's good for her, basically. Wow. That is on her honeymoon.
That's almost technically, would you go, is that a free pass? Like would, no, would the husband go,
that's
oh,
flat out
it's
cheating.
Him? Yeah, it is.
That's flat out cheating, yeah.
Thank you, wow. Samantha. Thank you very much for being the voice of reason there.
She's a moral compass. It's great to have you here. We've been missing one for a while.
Oh, my goodness. So are you going to be obviously giving us some disco classics next Wednesday night, I would be thinking?
Yeah, and I mean, these songs, they're good for a wedding. You know, yes. It's all about love and happiness. So yeah, we're gonna do some of the songs from the record. I'm really excited.
Yeah, it's gonna be great. I can't wait. It is.
It's just gonna be a fun night. So
yes.
You can help us with this next. You can be the moral compass. 13, 10, 60. Have you hooked up at a wedding?
Not necessarily picked a bride up.
No, like, no. I'm just
anyone.
Yeah, bridesmaid and guest. If you are a groomsman and bridesmaid, is it? Because we always hear that they're great places to meet people. There's always a singles table, that type of thing.
Yes, and it gets people excited because they see
love.
You know, you love, and it's inspiring. I guess.
Let's face it, everyone's hammered.
And everyone's hammered. That's so true.
How dare you?
Grant, come
it's
on.
It's an Aussie wedding. Come on.
Take the romance out of there. Okay.
13, 10, 60. Did you manage to find love, even temporary love, at a wedding?
Everyone who gets through gets to come to the party and see Samantha J perform.
Yes, they do. 13, 10, 60. Got Samantha Jade with us in the studio. Sam, your new album, Best of My Love, is available to download and stream now. These are disco classics.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Can't go wrong either. Whack this on at a party. You don't have to skip. Nothing. All killer, no filler.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? And you are playing. You are so happy that you're coming along to play for us at our Royal Wedding Dress wedding party next Wednesday at Luna Park.
Yes.
So question on 13, 10, 60 is, have you ever hooked up at a wedding? Because, Sam, you were telling us you've performed at a number of weddings and they're quite amorous, you would say.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. I've performed at a few. Haven't been part of a hookup myself, but I've seen one happen.
I would think from the stage also, you can watch them approach, dance, hash. You watch
the whole
evolution. Yeah, that's nice.
That's beautiful. So true.
Okay. Sarah from Hirschville. Sarah, how did you go? Hello. Have you hooked up at a wedding?
I think I ruined my cousin's wedding, like, completely. It wasn't my fault intentionally. I mean, I don't know. But anyway, so I was a bridesmaid for my cousin's wedding. Oh. And it was actually with the photographer.
Oh, my God.
And the worst part is, listen to this, this is the juiciest part. The worst part is all her photos, like, all the photos that ends up getting distributed were mainly of me.
Oh. I was going to ask that.
Love that.
I was going to ask
literally.
That.
And the worst part now is that now we're engaged.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice,
Sarah.
Yes. Not the worst part, but like the funniest part, the sauciest part of the story. So it ends up being a happy ending.
Sure, really great. Good on you, Sarah. That's you're engaged. But
we're a bridesmaid dress.
Yeah, love you, have you at our
come
party.
Along this
come
week.
Along. Good on you, Sarah. Thank you. Kendall from Alexandria. Kendall, who hooked up at a wedding?
My sister.
Okay. Oh, are you sure you want to say what you're about to say?
I like it.
Oh, yeah, she lives in Perth, so I'm pretty safe.
She hooked up with her cousin?
Yeah, it turned out to be her third cousin, so.
What? That's a separate photo. Did you accidentally hook up with a family member?
You would have known if you're at a wedding that is your third cousin.
Well, not really. My uncle's been married a fair few times and we don't have much to do with that side of the family. So after a couple of dates, she started talking about it and they ended up going, oh, you realise he's related, he's your third cousin, and it ended pretty quickly.
Way to kill the romance.
But that's like the royals. They married their cousins for years.
True. And look how well that turned out.
It's only recently that they've stopped doing that. Samantha Jade, let's just say that you had a hot third cousin.
Oh, God.
Where do you draw the line? Third, fourth, where is the Samantha Jade cousin line?
I mean, if the word cousin is in this equation, I'm out.
You're out.
Oh, no what way. A prude. Oh, what a prude.
Samantha, you've got standards. You stick to them.
Yeah. Hey, depends how hot.
Can't wait to see you there next Wednesday, Samantha Jade. The new album, Best of My Love, available to download or stream now. Another chance to get yourself to our Royal Wedding Dress party tomorrow morning. Good on you, Sam. We'll see you there.
Thanks, guys. See you
there.
Bye,
honey.
It's cloudy.
It's cloudy.